And finally today, President Trump's latest travel ban would block people from 8 countries from entering the U.S. It's due to go into full effect later this month and is sure to get strong legal pushback in the meantime. Right now, we're going to hear how a previous version of the ban almost cost an Iranian prodigy his chance to study at one of the best music schools here in the U.S. The World's Shirin Jafari has that story.
Amir Darabi's first memories of playing the piano are fuzzy. And who could blame him? He was just 3 years old, growing up in Iran. His mom, a piano teacher, introduced him to the instrument. By the time he started school, he was a serious pianist, mastering classical and then jazz. Life was good, but as he got older, Darabi felt Iran wasn't competitive enough. You'd see the same artists in concerts over and over, he says. Friends and family nudged him to leave. They too felt he could challenge himself on a bigger stage. So he applied to the prestigious Berklee College of Music in Boston and got in, full scholarship. He was over the moon. And now all he needed was a plane ticket and a U.S. visa. Easy, right? Not if you're Iranian. For Iranians, years of frozen diplomatic relations with the U.S. means they would have to go to a third country to apply for a visa. Darabi went to Armenia. For some Iranians, getting a visa in this roundabout way is just part of life. But this year, there's something else.
I'm establishing new vetting measures.
President Trump signs one travel ban after another. So far, there are three of them. When Darabi was going through the visa process in Armenia, Trump had signed his first travel ban. That version temporarily banned visitors from 6 Muslim countries from entering the U.S. Iran was one of the 6 countries. Darabi says when he got to Armenia, there was confusion. The official told him he couldn't issue a visa. Darabi would have to go home and wait. His heart sank. Back in Iran, Darabi was glued to the news like never before. To his teenage mind, the whole experience was confusing. Here was Berklee College offering him a scholarship, while the U.S. government was trying to block his way to the country, simply because he was Iranian. He waited, stressed out. Meanwhile, in the U.S., the travel ban was facing backlash. Judges in New York and Massachusetts blocked parts of it. Finally, a month and a half later, Darabi got his visa. When I took my seat on the plane, he says, it was the greatest feeling. I had made it. Today, sitting in a practice studio at Berklee, Darabi feels lucky. Lucky to be in the U.S. Wearing a hoodie, jeans, and sneakers, he tells me he's making new friends, discovering his new home, and adjusting to life in an American college dorm. Best of all, he says, he's immersing himself in what he loves the most, music. But he's constantly reminded that he can't get too comfortable. President Trump's latest push for a travel ban comes just over a month after Darabi took a deep breath on that plane. And if the ban sticks, Darabi's parents won't be able to come visit him or to cheer him on graduation day. For the world, Shirin Jafari.
Beautiful music. And that's our show today. Thanks for making it here. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you again tomorrow.